International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 6. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. 1 Timothy 1:14. And the grace of our Lord superabounded with faith and love in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound unto you, that, in everything always having all sufficiency, you may abound unto every good work. Grace is Christ. All the spiritual experiences of a Christian should be experiences of Christ as grace. In our experience of the grace in God's economy, first, we have faith and love through the Lord's superabounding grace. Faith and love are products of the Lord's grace. Through faith we receive the Lord, and through love we enjoy the Lord whom we have received. Today's reading. When the Lord as the one of peerless worth appears to us, we simply cannot run away from Him. The Lord is too wonderful. He is so beautiful and sweet, He is incomparable. John Nelson Darby lived to be 80 years old and remained single his whole life. At the age of 80, one day during his travels he was staying in a hotel alone. In his loneliness he had such a sweet feeling within that he knelt down and prayed, "O Lord Jesus, I still love you." Such a word coming from an old man proves how sweet the Lord Jesus is. This is the Lord Himself as grace coming into us to become our faith and love. The believer's experience of the grace in God's economy enables them to obtain access into and stand in God's grace. Today we are not under the law but under the grace in God's economy. This grace is God Himself. Some people say that they lean upon Jesus. This is wrong. If you fly from Taipei to the United States by leaning upon the airplane, this leaning is not dependable. You do not lean upon the airplane, but you enter into the airplane. You are resting while the airplane is flying, you enjoy the restfulness of flying. Noah was saved by entering into the ark, not by leaning upon the ark. Today we are standing in grace. This grace is Christ, the pneumatic Christ, the life-giving Spirit. In this grace we enjoy God's eternal comfort and good hope. God's comfort is not temporary and transitory comfort but eternal comfort. This eternal comfort is the eternal life. This comfort is sufficient for any kind of environment and situation. Furthermore, we enjoy good hope in grace. This means that at the Lord's coming, we will enter into His glory. Furthermore, in their experience of the grace in God's economy, the believers come forward with boldness to the throne of grace to find grace for timely help. The very Christ who is sitting on the throne in heaven is also now in our spirit, where the habitation of God is. Since today our spirit is the place of God's habitation, whenever we turn to our spirit, we touch the throne in heaven. And this throne is the throne of grace to us. When we come forward to the throne of grace, we receive Christ as grace for our timely help. In their experience of the grace in God's economy, the believers also receive God's abounding supply of all grace. Today we have God abundantly supplying us with all grace. We are constantly enjoying God's multiplying grace. Peter speaks of this multiplying grace in his first and second epistles. This grace is not dead but living and multiplying, it is being multiplied to us day by day. The believers also enjoy God's greater grace by being humble. Grace has a measure. The Lord Himself is without measure, but our experience of Him has a measure. When we are humble and broad-minded, the grace in us is greater. When we are proud and narrow-minded, the grace in us is smaller. The measure of our enjoyment of God's grace depends on us. If we are broad, the grace is greater; if we are narrow, the grace is smaller. This is the end of today's morning revival.